Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 7, verses 3 to 5. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Verses 1 and 2 we looked at yesterday, and heeded the warning of not being condemning of other people. We have a proverb: people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. And so we got to be careful. Careful about, well, hypocrisy, something that's a bit of a theme in the Sermon on the Mount and much of the teaching of Jesus. Not to worry about the speck in somebody else's eye, a karphos in the Greek, a tiny splinter of wood or straw. Instead, the plank or a beam or a rafter. Otherwise, we're hypocrites. And it's the disciples here who are potentially the hypocrites, not his usual targets, the Pharisees and so on. The speck is there. The speck is there in our brother, but we need to come as one filled with mercy, as one pure of heart, as one seeking righteousness, not to be right, not to prove that we're right and somebody else is wrong. One of the greatest tragedies with hypocrisy is that it compromises love. Love and a condemnatory spirit cannot coexist, and neither can love and hypocrisy. Before we start putting other people right, let's take care of our own beams, planks, rafters in our own eyes. And perhaps that's our devotional thought today, to pray and ask God to make clear to us whatever beams we have and help us, with his help, to remove them so we can then go on to bless other people. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Take care. God bless.